The soul descends down from God consciousness. Questioner, amazing. Thank you for the confirmation. It is very much appreciated. Our last one is from HR. It's not really a health question, but it involves multidimensionality. She writes, as the soul evolves, does it have multiple aspects or extensions of itself working concurrently in multiple dimensional levels? In other words, does a soul who has reached fifth dimension also have concurrent aspects/extensions of itself that are also developing, evolving at the same time in, let us say, the third, fourth and maybe even sixth dimensional level, pertaining to the Earth focus as well as within other solar systems, galaxies, and universes? Would you please clarify? Thank you. Cosmic awareness, this individual is basically correct, but the soul descends down from the highest level of God consciousness, of God awareness, of the exclusivity of the God force that is God divine, the Almighty, in other words, that which is purest consciousness at the 13th dimensional level, and as God sought to know itself, to break up its monotony by having experiences in consciousness, it spread its divine consciousness downward. This is an arbitrary term, for there is no downward, it is but a way to conceptualize this matter. As God awakened to itself and understood it was bored, it needed to experience more, it chose to create different layers and levels of consciousness. These layers then produced other layers below them, and those below them created more and more layers and layers. Thus God broke through the barrier of its constriction and created this awareness at the 12th dimensional level of consciousness, and this awareness is attuned to the God consciousness, but still separated from it. It is a collective consciousness that entails the entirety of that which is below it. Again, this is an arbitrary term. It has the consciousness of the 11th, the 10th, the 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th, and 3rd, and even below this to the 2nd and 1st, although these are different in nature to sentient consciousness that begins at the 3rd, or rather, is expressed from above into the 3rd as a type of experience to have. Thus it is that the soul forming in the 5th dimension has its counterpart, or is a part of those levels of consciousness that are above it and below it. Thus it is the soul in the fifth dimension does have an extension of itself to the highest level, is contained within this awareness for example, and also of course within the total comprehensive consciousness that is the God force. In a manner of speaking, as this individual declared, this means that simultaneously, there are active parts of the soul that are in other dimensional states simultaneously having the experiences that are unique and appropriate to the level of consciousness that the aspect of consciousness is having. Even the words are sometimes difficult to form to convey this concept, for that which this awareness is at a collective conscious state is not a group of individual conscious beings, but rather the collective nature of the many souls, the many layers and levels of conscious awareness, and this awareness does find this sometimes difficult to convey, and it is aware that it is even more difficult to understand. Therefore, this awareness would say that consciousness is simultaneous at all levels, but focus is that which differentiates the consciousness, and that the third dimensional focus is the focus into an individual life, into a physical form, so that one can exclude all awareness of all other simultaneous levels of consciousness and simply focus on that which is at hand, the experiencing of a physical reality where the veil of forgetfulness effectively separates one from the remembering of the greater being at any dimensional level. Does this answer this question sufficiently for you at this time? This awareness is aware there is much more, but it feels complete at this time with the answer given. However, this question can be revisited at a later time. Questioner, thank you. The law of gratitude is given.